Welcome and thanks for joining us for this week's encouraging and faith-building message from C3 Taupo. For more information about C3 Taupo, visit our website c3churchtaupo.org.nz. Now for this week's message.
Mate, everyone enjoying the sunshine? Man, I feel a bunch better after a week of sun, eh? Really helps. Definitely helps me. I got sunburnt the other day. Had an awesome day at the mountain during the week. Oh, it's good. I feel refreshed and ready for more of that sunshine. That's it. Hey, I was thinking about the sunshine yesterday, because it was beautiful yesterday, not so much today, but yesterday, and I was reminded of something that happened the last time we had sunshine, which was a few months ago, at the end of summer. And before I tell this story, is there anybody here who gets into one of those electric bikes, like a push bike with an electric motor? Anybody get into that? Oh, you don't, I'm real sorry. I hope I don't offend you. we went for a family walk down the lakefront, and this was coming to the end of summer, and what I noticed was that there was a lot of these bikes, well, you know, people on bikes with these electric motors, and they'd come whiz past, and they have this habit, probably not you, but what I noticed on this day was they have this habit of like it's a shared path along the lakefront. But they're not too good on the sharing. And like all of a sudden, we're just going along with the kids. Our kids aren't good at sharing on that path either. Like Brooklyn's riding his bike and he's up a bank and trying to jump into the lake. And Bowie just can't go in a straight line. Like he's... But like, so all of a sudden, like coming up behind you, you hear this like little ring, 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 ring. And all like you need to get out the way. And these guys just... with their little electric motor whiz past. And I noticed this, and we got to this part going towards Fori Waka, where there was like a little bit of a rise, and so we're coming down, and we hear this like ring ring, and so we pull aside and like try and round the kids up to get out of the way so they don't get taken out, and these guys, they kind of have to slow down because Bowie gets in the way. So when I say, Bowie, watch out, there's some guys coming, get out of the way, he doesn't focus on the guys that are coming. He like focuses on me and like comes straight towards me, which is completely in the path of these people on these e-bikes. And so they have to like slow right down. Bowie gets across safely, and then they kind of head up the hill. Now there was two of them, and so they head up this hill, and so I'm dealing with Bowie. I'm trying to teach him a little bit of so you got to look where you're going, Bowie, and, you know, those guys could have crashed into you. You got to be careful, and they're old. They might have hurt themselves, and, you know, like I'm trying to teach Bowie a genuine life lesson here, and so I'm down, and I'm teaching, and then all of a sudden I stand up, and at the top of the hill, there's only one biker, and I can't see the other one. And so I have a look and kind of look at Anna, and I was like, Anna, there was two that went past, and she's like, yeah. And then I noticed that the person at the top of the hill is like a little bit kind of trying to get off the bike and trying to, you know, and so I kind of decide that I need to wander up and see what's going on. And what had happened is this guy was, because he'd had to slow down so much for Bowie, he didn't have enough juice to get up the hill, and he'd just kind of got to a point where he'd come to a stop and then tipped off and gone like straight down a bank and like into long grass and completely disappeared. And so I couldn't see him at all until I was up at the point, like on top of him, looking down, and I see this guy. He's like about 100 years old, and he's fallen down this bank, and and there's like this e-bike is on top of him. And so I scurry down the bank and I help this guy up, and there's a couple of bits that have fallen off the bike, so I'm helping drag the bike up and pick these bits up. But then what happened, which was hilarious, well, I thought anyway, well, so this guy, like, he gets up and he kind of dusting himself off. He's got a couple of little scrapes and bruises. Like, he was legitimately old. And he, like, gets up to the top and he's kind of checking out the damage and looking at the damage of the bike. And then his wife just starts ripping into him. Like, what are you doing? You know, it was like, whoa, let's have a bit of grace here and we can check him out first. But she just starts, like, laying into him and all of this. But what she started, like, getting at him about was that the electric motor part wasn't something that he should completely rely on. It was there to assist him. And she was like, she's like, you stop pedaling and you just relied on the motor. You got to pedal as well. It works together. And she's like giving this guy a really hard time about it. And so it was so funny. So we like left this really awkward situation. This old, like, okay, see ya. All right, thanks. Cool. Thanks for the help. Yep. You know, like it was awkward. And we left this situation. And yesterday I was thinking of this story and thinking of what I was going to speak tonight. And like Pastor Mark asked me to speak on hope. And I find that sometimes as Christians, we need to put our hope in Jesus, right? And Jesus alone. Because he is steadfast, he's solid, he's never changing, he's like, that's our rock that we place our hope on. But like this guy riding his e-bike, what we can sometimes do is put our hope in other things that aren't necessarily meant to be, they're not solid. We're not meant to place our hope in these things. And I don't know about you, but I occasionally like slip into this track of I pin my hopes and like I pin my trust and my happiness on certain things, and you know, like I do it subconsciously sometimes, you know, like, oh man, as soon as I get that pay rise, everything's gonna be okay. As soon as this happens, or as soon as I do that, or I achieve this, or I get that, or often in my case, it's as soon as this person changes, everything's going to be okay. And what I do is I pin my hope on these things occasionally, and what can happen is these things can go up and down. And we don't want to be placing our hope in these things because they're shaky. Whereas if we place our hope in Jesus, who is solid, yeah, and never changing, it's a solid rock. It's not shaky ground. You see, I was just standing here tonight in worship and I really felt God remind me of a time when me and my wife were in ministry. When we're a few years back, we were a bit younger, we were in youth ministry, and we found ourselves in a time where the youth group started to grow and really awesome things were happening, and what that meant is that it was gobbling up a bunch of our time and our energy. And for some reason, I just got this kind of thing that I just needed to be, the church needed to employ me. I needed to be full-time. I could focus on this thing and it would be awesome. And I went through months and months and months where, like, this became my focus. And what I did was I pinned my hopes on this fact that, right, I'm going to, when I get employed, everything's going to be okay. everything's going to be awesome. The youth group, the ministry is going to function like nothing else. Our family life and our family time is just going to be a whole lot better because I'm employed here and I don't have another full-time job on the side. And I pinned my hope on this for months and months and months, and I got to a point where actually my pastor sat me down and we had a chat about it, and I came to this realization all of a sudden that number one, I didn't need to be in full-time ministry. We were doing fine without the full-time ministry. Let's just keep going. But what I realized is that for that couple of months, I wasn't really getting it done. Because what I'd done is I'd put my focus and my hope in something that was out here that was shaky. It might happen, it might not happen. It was this thing that I couldn't necessarily depend on, but I somehow decided that I was depending on that. There's a couple of scriptures that I love in this one here. If you've got your Bibles, this is great. I think this one should be highlighted. I'm pretty sure my wife probably has this printed out in some fancy picture around the house or something, which is why I know it as a favorite of mine. But in Hebrews 6 and verse 19, it says that we have this hope as an anchor for our soul. It is firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf, where he has become the high priest forever. And if you, that was from the NIV version. In the Message version, it says, who are we to run our very, sorry, I'm going to start again. We who have run our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let it go. It's an unbreakable spiritual lifeline, reaching past all appearances right to the very presence of God, where Jesus is running on ahead of us. He has taken up his permanent post as the priest for us. See, I just love that statement in there where we can grab onto this promised hope with both hands, never letting it go. It's an unbreakable spiritual lifeline that reaches past all appearances right the way to the very presence of God. See, as I was thinking about this, I kind of was struggling over the last couple of days to kind of pin down exactly like what does having hope in Jesus look like? Like, what does that look like? I tried. I was talking to someone yesterday. I said I'd never sit down. I had some time today. I tried to sit down, and I tried to like write this down. I was tried so hard to kind of pin this into a sentence. I was like, man, I'm gonna give you guys a sentence. It's gonna nail it. You guys are gonna walk away, write it on your wall. It's gonna, But I couldn't, like, I struggled. Like, what is this hope in Jesus? And the only thing that I could come up with and think today as I was thinking about this, what does it look like? How does it work? And for me it works that I constantly remind myself who I trust. I constantly remind myself who has my back. I constantly remind myself who has forgiven me. I constantly remind myself who has done all these awesome things, miracles in my life, that I can look back. I can look back at the testimonies and all of these things. And for me, it's a constant reminder. So as I said before, where I'm not judging you, but me, I I tend to slip into this thing where I pin my hopes on something. And as soon as I realize that I'd done that, for me, putting hope in Jesus is saying, you know what? No, that's not what I'm going to put my hopes on, because I know who's got my back. I know who I trust in, because I know who healed me. Because I know who I know. I remember when Jesus done this for me, and I know that my happiness can rest on that and not this thing that may or may not happen. I just think it's the constant reminder. Maybe someone here could put it into a sentence, but I couldn't. And it's just that constant walking with Jesus every day and just being aware of what he is doing, being thankful for what he has done, and looking forward to what he is going to do. And to me, as I walk each day and I kind of think and take time through those things. Now, I don't come to a point in my day where I'm like, okay, let's have a think. What has he done? What is he going to do? You know, like, it doesn't work like that. For me, it's things that trigger me where I go, hold on a second. That thought, like, that's not right, because I know who my God is. And it's that point that triggers me to have that moment and that time with God. And it's been a learning curve and a lesson for me, because I've been through years where I pinned my hopes on things. Like, I can remember being a young family and just being like, mate, as soon as my boss gives us a pay rise, everything's going to be okay. You know, and then you go and you talk to your boss and you don't get a pay rise, or he gives you half of what you thought you're going to get, you know, and all of a sudden everything's not okay. And this thing you've been building up to for so long all of a sudden just doesn't quite nail it. You know, I don't know what it is in your life that you might be pinning your hopes on tonight. You know, maybe it's getting more followers on Instagram. Maybe it can be all sorts of things. It could be like a financial thing. It could be, you know, a relationship thing, and it could be things that I've thought in the past where it's like, right, once this person changes their behaviors and changes their attitudes, everything. Don't pin your hopes on things like those that are shaky, that are up and down. Pin your hopes on the one who is true, who is solid, who is reliable. You know, Jesus is reliable. Jesus is that solid rock that you can pin your hopes on. You know, can we get the band back up? I got one more scripture tonight. It's in Matthew 6, and this doesn't, it's around 33-ish. Matthew 6, 33-ish. It's from the Message again. It says this: what I'm trying to do here is just get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so that you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way that he works fuss over these things. But you know how God and how he works. Steep your life in these God realities, these God initiatives, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find your everyday human concerns will be met. See, I just find that so good, that as we go through each day and we focus on God realities, these God initiatives and these God provisions, is being thankful for what he has done.
Yeah, so true.
Choosing to believe in what he is going to do for you and trust in what he is going to do for you. Trust in those provisions. Trust in those realities. And as we choose to do that, he meets our needs. He's that solid rock that we can place our hope in.
Thank you for joining us for this week's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Have a blessed week.